Yes, hello. My name is Rick. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Can I please have a couple of minutes of your time while I conduct a survey?
What kind of poll are you conducting?
We're conducting a public opinion poll. It's about gun control, sir. Can you please help me out with a couple of questions? Don't be real brief, sir. Okay. First of all, are you at least 18 years a legal resident of Ohio?
I am.
Okay. And are you a registered voter in Ohio, sir?
I am.
Okay. Now, sir, do you feel that secure storage of firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Do I think what?
Do you
Say
feel...
Say it again.
Yes, not a problem. Do you feel that the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Sure it is.
Okay. And, sir, a firearm is considered security storage if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms may be securely stored?
I would support that.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a locked safe? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I'm trying to figure that question out. Go ahead, say that again.
Sure, not a problem, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. A locked container or a case, would you support, oppose, or undecided?
You mean do I support this being a state law?
Yes, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or a case?
I would oppose it. I don't believe the state has any business in it.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I would oppose it.
Okay, sir. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I would oppose any kind of lock that you are state mandated.
Or even a combination lock?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, how about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Would you support, oppose, or undecided on that one?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't think an unloaded gun is any good. what good is that?
Okay. So would you... Do you think it should or should not be required to be unloaded?
Should not.
Okay, sir. Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or a lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I believe in personal responsibility. If you have kids around, you should lock your guns up. If you don't have any kids around, you should be able to keep your guns where you want. I don't think the state has any business in it. I think people should have enough sense to know if they have kids around what to do with their weapons.
Okay. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I oppose it.
Okay. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Wait a minute.
Or if you want,
that question.
Would you like me to read it again to you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
So, they can't, if I have weapons, the law would say that they can't use that as a reason to search my home or car?
Would you support or oppose the law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use that secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Would
you support that? Okay.
No.
All right. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. And, sir, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay, sir, we're almost done here. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I would oppose it.
All right, sir. And in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm an independent.
Okay. And, sir, what is your age bracket? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 to 64, 65 and over?
What did you say? 50 to 64?
50 to 64 or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
And, sir, which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
And, sir, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, this concludes our surveys. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.